Waiting out there for 15 minutes?
What? Well, you were stuck in traffic.
Thought you were running late. You got all the paperwork?
Yeah.
You're not pissed off at me, are you? I mean,
no,
I'm just doing my portion here.
I know.
You're my guy, Jerry.
You're my guy.
Margulies Holdings, good morning. I may direct your call. Yes, he is. I'll put you through.
Hey, Stone.
Hey, Stone.
Is that the name of his little nephew?
Yeah, that's Big Tom.
Big Tom, sure it is. How's it going there, Big Tom?
Okay. See? What are you scaring the kid for? See?
Did you get that fucking passport?
Yes.
I have issues.
Issues, Jerry.
It burns my ass to write you a check every week. That's an issue.
I can explain what happened.
You say to someone, I can explain what happened, when it's a once-in-a-while blue moon thing.
It's every time with you, Jerry.
It's every fucking time.
And I can certainly understand that perspective, but I've been having some personal problems with my life. My girlfriend, I mean, she's a great girl, but she has complaints. I don't have complaints, but she has complaints. I mean, if you want to know the truth, I can't even believe this, but we go to a group. So, last week, when you guys told me to pick up the thing at the thing, well, Samantha, she says she needs the car to pick up some things. And, you know, I don't have to tell you boys. I mean, things got heated, right? And she hit him.
She hit them.
Oh, the keys. She hid them. You know, and I couldn't get to the thing on time, and it all got messed up. And, you know, I think that maybe some things aren't meant to happen.
Jerry, you're a fucking moron. Here are your options. Number one, I roll you up to the neck in a car, put stuff you in the back of a sedan, and light you on fire with gasoline. You with me? Choice one.
Yeah.
Number two, you like sex and travel? What, you like to have sex? You like to travel? You get your ass on a flight to Mexico. All the $10 hookers you can shake your stick at. You pick up a pistol that belongs to Margulies. What's it going to be?
Okay, now, I was under the impression, with Margulies getting out of jail and all, that the last job was my last job.
Oh, you fucked up that job.
Oh, you fucked up that job, Jerry.
Yeah, this job will be your last job.
Okay, but guys, I mean, you know, a trip right now.
Well, I called and asked for you. You want me to call him back in the cell block and let him know you can't go? Because I'll call. I'd love to. You're going on a fucking trip. The town's called San Miguel. You look for a kid in a bar. The El Alamo. This is a simple fucking task. You write it down for you. Roll up your sleeves, for Christ's sake. Get involved. The kid's name is Beck. He's got this particular gun and he's waiting on you.
Beck.
Now, when you find him, bring him and the gun back stateside to me. You got it? Last chance. Jerry, I'm telling you, the last. Even he's getting tired of your shit, he told me so.
Take care of it, Barney.
Vaya con Dios, motherfucker. You're in coach.
Baby, what are you doing?
You said this was your last job, Jerry.
What do you want me to say? I'm sorry I can't facilitate that request at this time. The old lady wants me to quit. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Huh?
Something like that. Like, exactly.
I'm not an insurance, sweetie.
If you get on that plane, you will never, never, ever see me again. You got me? Huh? We talked about this. I told you I wanted us to go to Las Vegas for me. Not you.
Baby,
no, me.
Now you're overreacting, okay?
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't you do that. Don't diminish my needs.
Sweetheart, I don't have a choice. I gotta go, okay? I go down there, I come right back.
I wonder what the group would have to say about that, Jerry.
No, you cannot use that against me. We are not even technically married yet, but I go, don't I? Yes, and the whole group thinks we're married. I accepted the potato slicer graciously for our anniversary. Right? Sweets? I go along.
That's it. That is it. You go along. You don't want to get married to me, and this is the way that you're dealing with it, huh? You're back to the same old selfish, self-involved, vile, disgusting...
Oh, God, you...
Self!
You're missing the grand design here. If I don't go, I'm dead. Yeah, and it's a little difficult to carry on a relationship if I'm stuffed with straw and formaldehyde. Now, if anyone is being selfish...
Oh, now you blame shift?
Would you...
You are blame shifting? You
stop
are a shifter,
the
Jerry!
The analyzer is determined...
Time out!
Oh!
Jerry, I want you to acknowledge that my needs mean nothing to you and you are a selfish prick and a liar.
Oh, my God!
Jerry.
Sam.
Acknowledge.
Okay. I will acknowledge that I promised I would go to Vegas with you. But now, which is slightly delayed. If you want to construe my wanting to stay alive as being selfish, well then, okay. But I have every intention of going with you. Because your needs are very important to me, sweetheart. Come on. Look at all my stuff here, all over the pavement. Come on, baby. Huh? What do you say? Okay?
I'm going with or without you, Jerry. What's it gonna be? A bastard!
A bastard. What happened to, sweetheart and big love and all those things you called me in the bedroom last night,
huh? That I am interested in calling you, Jerry, is a cab!
Excuse me, speak English? English? Excuse me, speak English? What?
All set, Mr. Welbach. If you go to the front there, a shuttle will pick you up and take you to your car.
Okay, what kind of car is it exactly?
It's a Chrysler. Brand new, sir. Is there a problem, Mr. Welbach?
Well, you know, it's my first trip to Mexico and, Chrysler? I mean, I drive a Chrysler in America. You know, I was thinking maybe you might have something a little more authentic, a little more...
Mexican?
Yeah, you know, get into the spirit.
Your first time?
Yeah.
Wow, exciting. ¿Hablas español, señor Walmack?
Huh? Yeah. Claro que no.
Más que lo que ha pasado, this is con Speedy González, man.
Yeah, Speedy González.
Let's see what we can do for you.
Oh, I think I have just a thing. How would you like... And El Camino.
Ooh, I like that. That's good. Yeah.
Yo creo que te vas a meter una bronca grande aquí, señor. Raúl! ¿Quién lo quiere? Dos días. Parece que le gusta correr y gastarse los frenos. No. A contar a tres. Uno, dos, tres. Ándale, Manuel.
Oye.
No,
Mi mezclino.
We cool?
You're all the same. Prepared. Stay in America. You want a drink?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, sit down.
Someone needs this chair.
So I guess you want to see it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to see it, don't you?
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to.
know what? Come with me. This is what they call Mexican.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty.
Are you shitting me? Yeah, it's pretty.
Huh?
Uh-huh. It was made for a wealthy landowner, a nobleman, by a poor Mexican gunsmith. He fashioned this gun as a gift to go along with the hopes that the nobleman's son would take his only daughter's hand in marriage. The townspeople waited 3 months to catch the first glimpse of the pistol. Finally, the day had come. No one had ever laid eyes on a more beautiful gun. It was everything they thought it would be. Some even thought it was too beautiful to look at. It was considered to be an honor and good luck to be the first hand that fires a newly fashioned gun. Especially one as beautiful as this, made for the hand of a nobleman. Townsman was in a trance at the gun's flawless craftsmanship. It backfired, killing him instantly. Legend has it that it's been cursed ever since. But it hasn't harmed me any, though, you know. I love to look at it. There's a bullet in there. There's a bullet. It's handmade. Hand fucking made. You don't even want to know what this gun is worth.
We could sell that gun, man. Cause it's a great fucking gun. And I'm not just tossing shit either. You don't have to be I've been pissing on myself. Fuck. Anyway, the old man is nothing to be afraid of. As a matter of fact, last week I told him to fuck off.
Yeah, you did.
That's what I said, too! I said, fuck off, Margulies, you prune shit-ass! If you...
Come on, fella, get up. Huh? Man, you're soaked in your own urine. Don't make me carry you. Hey! This is my life. Yeah, baby, I got to touch you. Oh. Buddy, you whacked your noggin. Hey. Oof. Oof. Hey, man. Hey. Oh, shit.
The gun.
And find it in your possession.
As we speak. But like I said, there's
This is a little problem.
What? You lost the kid? He's a souse, that kid. Just go to another bar. You'll find him.
The kid's dead. Dead.
Teddy, you hearing me?
Yeah. I heard you. How?
Bad luck acting God. Fuck if I know. It's all these maniacs shooting goddamn guns up into the sky. It's Independence Day or something. The kid got tagged by one of those bullets on his way down. Right in the fucking head. I mean, he's dead. The kid's dead. He's little fucker's in my car right now, dead.
Jeez, Jerry, that's not a little problem.
That's a big problem.
I know.
Jerry, that little fucker is Margulies' grandson.
What? What?
Oh, jeez, he really fucked it this time.
What the fuck did I have to do with him? One minute he's pissing himself, the next minute he's got a mouthful of concrete.
Don't even move, okay?
Listen, I'm gonna get on the phone to the office right now. We'll get me on a plane. I'll get down there and help you straighten shit out.
Hey, Ted, you gotta get word to the old man. I didn't know who he was.
Okay,
just sit tight, Jerry.
Do me some. It's work.
Hello?
Ted, hello? There's an issue. It's that fucking well back.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
To know straight out. I don't stand for any motherfucking shit. No shit at all. Now listen to me, son. This is what you're gonna do. You're gonna stop crying. Shh. And you're gonna walk out of here with me. Can you feel me, Sam? Good.
Some made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots.
Are you ready, Boots?
No, Sam, as I was saying.
Don't walk. Help me! Help me! Please.
Where's your car?
What?
Where's your fucking car?
It's there.
Are you hurt?
No. Yes. I don't know. Drop. On that highway alone by yourself. I said, it'll be fine, Mom. It'll be okay, but it's not, is it? I'm dead.
Well, you're not dead. You would have been dead if I hadn't saved your life. Would you rather it was you back there? I didn't think so.
Are you going to kill me?
Depends on too many variables to answer right now.
Are you going to rape me?
But that's not likely, no.
Well, Jesus, what do you want?
I suspect the same thing as that guy back there. The pistol. The pistol that Jerry's having a hard time coming back from Mexico with all of a sudden.
Jerry?
I work for Bernie Naiman, who works for Arnold Margolies. Now, you've heard of these people.
Yeah, I've heard.
And you know your husband Jerry works for them, right?
No.
Well, he does.
I know the selfish, no-good prick liar works for them. He isn't my husband.
Well, whatever he is to you, Jerry's in the shit books. But when you're as deep in the shit as Jerry is, you get a little skittish about your future. Clouds your judgment. There's a lot of people interested in that gun. So what we got here is he who controls the girl controls the pistol, sort of a situation.
I am a hostage? You blew that guy to pieces for a fucking gun? This is so Jerry. All right, look.
Sit down.
Look. Jerry and I broke up. So if he's doing... Well, I don't know what he's doing, because it's got nothing to do with me. See? Zero. Nothing.
You seem like a very nice girl.
Thank you.
But it's a fact. In these life-threatening situations, human beings lie.
So you are going to kill me?
By look. If everything turns out fine and Jerry comes through without this all getting funky, I don't think that'll happen. He brings me the pistol, I give you to him. I'm just here to regulate funkiness. Okay?
Great.
No.
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Hey!
¿Qué pasó, güero?
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
I need a lift to the next town in your truck.
A ver otra vez.
Well, I need a ride in your automobile to the next town. I can't pay you. I have no money, no dinero.
De Niro.
See, none.
Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro.
I need a lift in your El Truco to the next town-o, village-o, pueblo.
Ah, el pueblo.
Yes, sí.
El otro pueblo.
Sí.
Okay.
Yes.
Vámonos, señor De Niro.
Self-winding, man. Yeah? I never have to wind it. It's very fun. Yeah, see, like, perpetual calendar. No, it's good. You see, we're gonna run. Yeah. Hey, buddy. Hey, is that your ball? Hey. Hey, man, you got a rabid dog back here. Go. 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 Out. You gotta do something about this dog.
I have a collect call for Samantha from Jerry Wellbach. There's no one there, sir.
No,
just give a second. She's there.
Sam, pick up the phone. Sam's? Sam tonight? Baby, please don't do this.
I'm sorry, sir.
No. No. Just give it a second. She's there.
Jerry, then tell him that Leroy is with you, and then you're going to hang up.
Leroy?
Yeah, Leroy, that's right. Then you're going to hang up. Simple.
That's it?
It's enough, believe me. You going to make the call, or do I have to make you? Because I will.
No, I'll call.
Good. Dial it.
Okay. What's the number?
You have the number.
I don't know where he is. He's in Mexico. You should have the number.
What are you telling me? You don't have a number? A motel? Hotel? Nothing?
What's the matter? Don't you listen? We broke up. No longer together. Why would I have the number? I'm sensing you have trust issues.
So 1 minute. I'm a professional. I do this for a living.
Did it for you. Wasting your time.
I think I believe you. What's in Vegas?
Well, I'm going to be a waitress, then make a career as a croupier. They can make $100,000 a year, but you have to have hands, which I do. I got them from my grandma Vega, which is a good thing, because my granny Barzell, she had hands like a circus magician.
How come you can't live with Jerry?
Do you know Jerry? Jerry has trouble expressing his feelings. He had a really fucked up childhood. His mom was nuts. You know, one of those people who thinks the iron is always on.
Don't you love him?
I think that's the problem. We love each other too much. But he's just... he's so selfish. And it's like we've been living his life forever. I mean, he'd tell you a different story altogether. But I give, and I give, and he just keeps taking. Our counselor totally agrees with me, by the way.
Much stock in those weirdo counselor types. All they do is sit around in bare feet and smoke joints.
Well, maybe that's true, but it doesn't change the fact that Jerry's a taker and I'm a giver. It's obvious.
You know, a lot of people are under the impression that you get to choose who you love.
I'm sorry. Are you taking his side? Well, you're a man. Of course you are. You're taking his side.
You love him. You said so yourself. It's all that matters.
You know, you're a very sensitive person for a cold-blooded killer.
Thank you, Sam. Tinkle, tinkle.
Stage fright. Look around, there's not even a window.
So what's with this, we've been living his life forever thing?
That's a figure of speech. I didn't mean literally. Jerry's been working for Margulies for 5 years less a day. Sometimes it just feels lifelong.
Sounds like jail terms.
It is. Arnold Margulies is in jail because Jerry put him there.
Jerry ratted out on Margulies?
No. Jerry was coming across Ventura, you know, over there by Laurel Canyon.
Yeah?
He wasn't paying attention, ran a red light, smashed into Margulies' Cadillac. When the cops came, Margulies got busted because he had a person in the trunk.
That's how Margulies got sent to jail?
Mm-hmm.
Live person or dead person?
Live person.
Oh. What's the big deal, then?
He probably wasn't going to stay that way. He was taped up in a trunk for a reason, wasn't he? God, I would think this is right up your alley, Swifty.
Saw something.
Well, whatever it was this guy saw or was going to say to the cops, he got the chance. And since it was technically Jerry's fault, Margulies had him work off the jail time. You see, my whole relationship has been hijacked because he doesn't pay attention when he drives. I can't go with you in here.
Getting a dead man with the car? I got no use for a dead gringo. Take a left.
Send me to God. Tell me.
Look, I'm not going to kill you. But I'm going to have to shoot you.
But why, sir? Why?
Why? Why? Because you stole from me. And you know about the pistol, and you're just going to steal again, and I can't have you coming back in this situation like a fly in the ointment.
No, I won't be a fly. You'll never see me again.
Look, you're getting shot, and that's it. It'll take you time to get to the next town, especially if you're limping.
Wait. Limping? Can't you just tie me up some more? I mean, fuck, you shoot me? Tie me.
Yeah, I don't have a rope.
So you shoot me?
It's the American way. What do you want? Okay.
No, not the leg. There's arteries. I could bleed to death in mere seconds.
The foot, then. Look, that's fair where I come from. Okay? It'll hurt, but it'll heal.
What if you take out a fucking toe? Wait. Not the left.
Oh, sorry. On the count of three. One.
Look, I'm agreeing with you, all right, but there's a few ways to look at it. Now, sex is, no matter what anybody says, a very important part of any relationship. The fact that Jerry's a considerate lover says a lot.
You lost me.
Well, he's a considerate lover. You just gotta find a way to get him to expand his quality he has during sex to other areas of your relationship. I mean, even if it only comes out in sex, it's there just to say.
That's a good point.
And if a person's a considerate lover, he can't be all selfish, right? Unless, of course, he's... being a considerate...
What was that?
What?
That moment you had.
One moment.
Leroy, you just checked out that guy and had a moment. That was a moment.
I don't know if it was a moment.
Are you gay?
As in happy?
As in homosexual?
What does my sexual orientation have to do with anything we've been talking about?
Nothing. Nothing. Except something that you said back there really bugged me, and this would kind of help it make sense.
Yeah? What's that?
I asked if you were going to rape me, and you said not likely. You said it so matter of fact, like it was just, I was repulsive, and it was ludicrous of me to think that I was actually at risk of you wanting to have sex with me.
Well, first of all, it's a crime of anger, not attraction. And second of all, you're not repulsive. You're very beautiful. You want me to rape you?
Are you gay?
You want me to rape you?
You're gay. You're gay. I knew it. Oh, I so knew it. I just knew it.
All right, what do you want, a medal or something? Do you want like a little trinket saying you identified a homosexual?
No. Are you full throttle?
Full throttle? Yeah, I guess I am.
I'm not trying to be a smartass or anything like that. I just think that this is great. Wow, Major, okay. I know the kind of people in your business, okay?
Yeah?
And to me, it seems that, well, being gay isn't really conducive to the environment.
Oh, like I should be a interior decorator. That's insulting. I am very good at what I do.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't. Unfortunately, I seem to be unable to keep relationships together.
Seems like everybody's having trouble keeping relationships together.
Ringing, senor.
Thank you for that.
No. Not necessary.
Really? That's so... You have no idea what I... Thank you. Gracias.
My guy in need, I'm on my way. Find your way to the Hotel Del Plaza. Wait for me there, okay? Sit tight.
Okay. So forget aeropuerto. Mm-hmm. Hotel Del Plaza. Hola.
Is this your dog?
Sort of. Kind of like the ride.
He does have a personality. That certainly counts, no?
Good guy.
Is it a car?
It's a rental. I'm an American.
No shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm Mexican.
Cool.
Passport? Jerry Welbatch, Los Angeles, USA.
Welbatch. Welbatch.
Can I ask you a question, Jerry? How long have you been here in Mexico?
Just a few days. Pleasure.
I see. Pleasure, huh?
Yeah.
Can you tell me, what happened here? That's not accurate, I'm afraid. The gunsmith did craft this pistol for a prospective husband. And he was a nobleman's son, true. But the motif was darker, my friend. It's cursed, this gun.
The key to this tale involves the gunsmith's assistant. A poor but honorable young man in blinding love with the gunsmith's daughter. For months at a time, the assistant took to the mines, gathering the precious metal that would yield the most beautiful gun that ever existed. Only to discover that what he hoped could be a wedding gift for him was for another. The gunsmith insisted his daughter marry the nobleman's son, forbidding their love. So angered in his bitter pain, the assistant cursed the gun, vowing the creation would never prevail. But the gunsmith was racing against time. He had promised a pistol of unparalleled craftsmanship, the nobleman's dowry hanging in the balance. He worked day and night to correct the pistol's problems.
This gun never worked properly. Some say its very creation ended the gunsmith's life.
Well, my friend, you're free to go. But without the gun, this gun doesn't belong to you or to your boss. Now it belongs to me.
Yeah, Vegas. Kind of tough that way.
Expensive?
Yeah, emotionally. Let's just say I had a serious relationship problem.
Well, fit right in here. What do you do now, Frank?
Now? I am a postman.
Look at that.
That's so rigid.
No, come on. There's a seedy underbelly at the Postal Service.
Is that the key to it?
And that's the key. You have no idea how many small, unmarked brown paper packages I deliver.
What, porno?
Yeah, daily.
Like what?
Videos, love dolls, dildos, pocket pussies.
Totally nothing else.
Oh, yeah?
But, you know, even with all that dirty excitement at my fingertips, I still have to take off once a year. So I just walk out the front door and I know I'm going to Vegas. Mm. I just don't know how. All I got is my wallet and an attitude. Keeps me sane. After all, guns don't kill people. Postal workers do.
Okay, you're all set, Mr. Shirker. If you go to the front there, a shuttle will take you to your car.
What kind of car is it exactly?
It's a Chrysler, sir. Brand new.
You wouldn't happen to have something a little more...
Raul!
Come on, Jerry. The Mexican thief, the dirty cop. I mean, the word is out. You know, it's a big ticket item. A lot of fucking people are interested in that gun.
No fucking... Is that what they think? That I'm selling them out?
I don't know, Jerry. You know, maybe they think you're scared and you might do the wrong thing. You know, I don't know. I'm just doing my goddamn portion here.
Yeah, and what is that?
To find out what's going on, assess the damage, try to calm you down, help find the pistol, get us home.
I'll tell you something, I get on that plane, pistol or not, that'll be the last fucking flight I ever take.
Oh, come on, Jerry.
Come on, Jerry, you know it.
I know what I'm supposed to know.
Yeah, you're just doing your fucking thing.
I know what I'm supposed to know.
You hear yourself, you sound like fucking Schultz from Hogan's Heroes.
I know nothing! Jerry!
Nothing!
I'm not crazy about name and running things any more than you are. But I got a few years on you, and I'm telling you, the thing to do is to just keep your nose clean, look straight ahead, and do what you're told.
Oh, God.
You know, that's why I'm 17 months of payments away from Boca Raton, Jerry, because I do my fucking portions. Now, I don't care how you look at it. The first step out of this is to get the pistol back.
I never took a payoff in my life.
Jerry, look, I know where your loyalties lie. But the kid's dead. The pistol's gone. I mean, you can see how it looks, right? Come on, Jerry. You're my guy.
lose us in hell. We're gonna lose us in hell. Everything will look out right. Let's see. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance. We can dance. Everything's under control. We can dance. We can dance. Do it if we pull the pole. We can dance. We can dance. Everybody look at your hands.
You have to take this dance.
Well,
I'm not going anywhere. We are in the city where I'm going to be living.
What's wrong?
You know when you're in a bad relationship and you separate? All of a sudden, everywhere you look, there's love and possibility. I'm worried about Jerry.
All right, don't worry. I'm going to call Naaman in the morning. I'm going to check in on everything. Want me to stay?
I want you to go.
You sure?
I really want you to go.
Couldn't sleep all night. Yeah. No. He said he followed the cop to the pawn shop. He's taking me over there after breakfast. We're booked on to 7 o'clock if all goes well. No, wait. No, you wait a minute, Naaman. Now, what do you got to go and say that for? Well, now or later? What do you mean? How could I misinterpret? No, Bernie, you didn't send the wrong guy. I'm handling things, but I never signed up for that. Listen, I promise you, when I tell him, it'll make a difference.
Hey, Schwitz. I keep calling and haven't heard a word from you. I'm starting to wonder. I know you're angry with me, but, ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Okay. I think she actually went to Vegas.
Keep telling you, Jerry, these women are problems, you know? Try to be like me. Answer to myself. No hassles, nobody riding my ass like a goddamn horse in a saddle. Free.
Ted. Keep yourself closed off so you have no shot of meeting the right woman.
Any woman can be the right woman if the numbers work and you're willing. No way. Not me. You settle. You open yourself up. Become vulnerable.
What's a sudden insight into my relationship?
Okay, look, Jerry. She is in Vegas.
What?
Hey, shit falls down, you know?
Shit falls down.
Margulies called Naaman all pissed off that you were fucking this up. Told him to put somebody on Sam to keep an eye, you know, in case...
In case...
You know.
In case I get any funny ideas. And you just telling me this now?
Don't break my balls, Jerry. There's other things to consider.
Like what?
Like, that gun is worth a lot of fucking money. People know you have it. Sam could be in danger.
Yeah, no shit. Who do they put on her?
Well, you don't know him, but it's safe to say you know of.
Who?
It's that fucking psycho Leroy from Minnesota.
Leroy?
Naaman had to do it, Jerry. Oh. You know, it was an order. Margulies would know if he didn't.
Wait. They're just trying to scare me.
Yeah, well, they'll sure do it for me. We've all heard the kidney story, Jerry. Naaman wants us on that 7 o'clock flight to Vegas. Pistol in tow, no ifs, ands, or buts. They'll meet us at the airport, and then this Leroy guy will take the pistol to Margulies directly.
To borrow. You mind?
Sleep well.
Yeah. You?
Who's Winston?
Somebody I don't like very much.
Well, you can have that removed, you know.
Yeah, maybe I will someday.
Get some breakfast. He's gonna feel the same way about me. Then I find out he does. Then I'm thinking, what happens when he finds out what I do?
and who I am and what I've done. You know, hold my kid, right? That must get serious.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
That's the thing. I didn't have to do anything. It happened absent of my will to consciously make it happen.
Oh, really?
I was a little drunk last night. I took my gun and I put it up in the towels in the bathroom, you know. And he found it. And he said, the past doesn't matter. It's the future that counts.
See, life can change. People can change.
I haven't cried in 12 years. What are you looking at? Don't look at me like that. You're making it worse. What are you, Barbara Walters?
It's just beautiful.
Let's talk about something else.
What do you want to talk about?
Anything. Anything else. Anything. Whatever.
What was it over? The last time you cried. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. That'll bring the sun right out.
I heard it was this guy Leroy's mother. That's what I heard.
Okay, that's what we call bullshit. If I told one guy, just one at the next convention, that you kept your mother cut up in the freezer for 5 years, you'd have a reputation, too. Fact or not, it makes no difference. Jesus, Ted, you can't be so naive, man.
The guy's a star.
Oh, my God.
Well, what are you so worried about, then, if you think he's all blowhard and bullshit?
Look, I met Leroy once. All right, in Minnesota, it was for all of 2 seconds. I shook his hands. He seemed like a nice enough guy. And whether or not he lives up to this pumped-up legend of a psychotic is besides the point. Maybe he does sit naked in his garage, soaking in gasoline, lighting matches. I don't care. What concerns me is he was hired in the first place. Are you with me?
Jeez, Jerry. You really met him?
Oh, my God.
Hey, old Ted is not going to let anything happen, okay? Jerry, I'm here.
Thanks, Ted. I feel perfectly safe.
Hola.
I no fuck around, comprende? Gun, loaded. Bang, bang, you dead.
Do you have a speech impediment?
Give me the fucking gun. The pistol.
The pistol?
Yeah, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Let's go. Chop, chop.
The pistol?
Yeah, okay.
Listen, what's your name?
Joe.
Joe, just do like the man says, we'll be out of here before you know it, okay? The pistol, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Got it.
Let's have a seat right here, amigo. Gary, have you lost your mind?
What were you talking about on the phone? Huh?
Gary, put the gun away.
Was it to off me? Is that what you two were discussing, to off me?
Jerry, I would never.
Go ahead. Deny it. Go ahead. Go ahead!
Okay, Jerry. That's what he said.
So you were lying to me when you said that I would walk away from this?
No, Jerry, that's what he said.
Well, then you're lying now about him telling you to off me. Which is it?
No. Naaman told me to do it, Jerry,
But you're just doing your portion. Isn't that how it works, Ted? 17 portions left for Boca Raton.
Jerry,
right?
I wouldn't do that portion,
right.
Jerry. Come on, Jerry, I swear.
On one hand, they tell you to bring me in. On the other hand, they tell you to take me out. Why are you being told two contradicting things? You don't ask a question?
I don't know.
Right? You don't think that's a little weird?
Yeah, it's weird.
Right, because something's going on. What is it? Exactly. You don't know, because you're just doing your fucking part. Well, I'm not going down because you don't know.
see my predicament. You're my guy, Ted.
You're my guy, Jerry.
Sorry to intrude. I'm afraid there's been a terrible incident. May I ask what parties in your room accounting for?
Yeah. Yeah, just me and my wife. Honey! Oh,
no, no, that's okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, what happened?
Sorry to disturb you.
Everything all right?
Are you all right?
Pack your shit.
You know that? You're well dressed, I'll give you that. But stupid. Wear Kevlar? Huh? Here.
Please don't do this. Please.
Oh, you think I should listen to her? Huh? What do you think? I think Kevlar's for pussies. This is for Frank.
come back and make the flight, right?
They'll run it down there. I just need to see your passport.
Yeah.
I'm afraid there's been a mistake.
What? No. No!
Mr. Shulker most probably has yours.
I told you in the beginning, if Jerry comes through and nothing gets funky, everything will be all right. Well, shit got funky.
Why isn't he here? Why? Why?
Why don't you give me a second? Because I'm trying to get the fucking story here, all right? Just take it easy and stop acting like a kidnapped chick on a carton of milk.
Yeah. You're right. This is an offer for the gun.
Yeah.
I can see how this looks. I've just been trying to get some, you know, better numbers together.
You have no intention of giving the gun to Margulies, do you, Bernie?
Look, Bobby, you know, I know that you're loyal, and that's good. I mean, nobody's debating that. But let me ask you, in your skulking around, going through private things in other people's offices, did you manage to discover that he's shutting us down? Oh, that's right, you, me, everybody.
I don't understand.
What, you didn't get the memo, the severance package, the bonus? No?
No. Nothing.
Yeah, me neither. Difference between you and me is I know what I'm being fucked and you don't. Because you're standing on the wrong fucking line. Let me help you get on the right side of the line and do for you what he should have done, Bobby. He's changed in prison. I'm telling you, something's changed him. He's not the same guy.
They're still holding. What do you want me to tell them?
Can I count on your cooperation?
Yeah, Bobby, I'm here, yeah. Yeah, that's his hotel. Yeah, all right.
Sure.
What?
Plan B is now in effect. I hope you don't get air sick.
Senor.
Hola, Senor Wilbach.
Yeah, as the U.S. consul, has they called back in?
No, sir. Not yet.
Well, look, this is a muy, muy, muy important call. I've lost my passport, okay? So I'll be sitting right over there. I'm not going to move.
Senor Wilbach, do you see that man over there?
Yeah.
That's Mr. Williamson.
So?
He's been waiting for that very same call.
Really? What, the whole morning?
Since March, senor.
Oh, come on.
Hotel de la Plaza? Yes, as a matter of fact, he's right here. Senor, it's for you.
Oh, yes, hello.
You bastard. Hello. Like, hello. My life is great. Everything is fine.
Sam?
I thought you could be dead. I've been worried sick, and you answer the phone, hello, like you're confirming a room service order?
Sam?
I'm done with Mr. Jerry Brownback.
Sam?
Mr. High? No,
Sam?
No.
Ask about the gun.
Is that Leroy? Did he fucking touch you?
Do you have any idea what I have been through these last few days? Hmm?
Oh, Sam, whatever you've been through, multiply it by 1,000 times and left some vague conception of where I'm at.
Oh, isn't that typical, Jerry? It's all a competition. Tit for tat, tat for tit.
Stop yelling! For Christ's sake. Now listen, how are you? Are you okay? Are you all right? Where are you?
Toluca Airport, Jerry.
Toluca?
Things are shitty. Really shitty.
Tell him if he shows up with the pistol, everything will be all right.
Oh, he doesn't care about that. He only cares about himself,
what?
You know. It's the same old thing with him.
Why are you airing personal matters with complete strangers?
Oh, let me see. I don't think that you really classify someone who you just perpetrated a killing with a complete fucking stranger. And let me tell you something, Jerry. I can't find my Kotex cards or my credit card.
Sam, what'd you say?
Jerry, just settle down.
Hey, what'd you do to her? What is...
Jerry, just settle down.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had a slight
situation, but it should occur to you that I'm a professional and I know what I'm doing. So why don't we all just chill out a minute here?
Now, first of all, what happened? Did you get lost?
Yeah, I got lost 5 fucking years ago.
I can't hear you.
No, nothing.
Nothing. I hope you have something.
Yeah, would you just, you don't, just make sure you return her with all 10 toes. You hear me?
I understand. I understand. Just come down here, pick us up, we'll square things away.
You got a very special woman here, Jerry. But we all know how you can get, right?
So, let's not have any of that.
This is a time for selflessness.
What?
You right? Important one, so I want you to think about the answer before you give it to me, okay?
Okay.
When two people love each other, really love each other, but they just can't get it together, when do you get to that point where enough is enough?
That's it's over when... Okay, I have... like these psychosomatic, insomniatic manifestations of... here's the thing about me. I'm a product of my emotions versus being a product of my environment, like him, which he is exactly, just that environmental... I need sunshine to grow. That's who I am. And with the projection of a... I have goals.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
That's not right. I mean, there's a right answer here, but that's not it. Look, in my business, you're surrounded by loneliness and finality. Now, I don't care what your take is on an afterlife. When people die, it's scary. And they go alone. Now, the people that I send off, that have experienced love, they're a little less scared. I mean, they're still scared, but there's a calmness to them. And I think that comes from the knowledge that somebody, somewhere loved them and cared for them and will miss them. Now, I see that from time to time, and I am awed by it. I don't think I'd be telling you any of this if it wasn't for Frank. Anyway, it's a loaded question. Look, when two people love each other, totally, truthfully, all the way, love each other...
Mm-hmm.
The answer to that question is simple, especially in your case. When you get to that point where enough is enough? Never. Never. I just hope Jerry's not stupid. funky rental. Look, I know we're all a little grouchy right now. Get something to eat. You'll get the pistol, and then we'll all go our separate ways.
Really separate ways.
Oh, now, don't start, Sam.
You know what? Shut up. I'll start. Because I have the right. Haven't you heard anything that we said?
Do not tell me to shut up.
I here, Jerry.
Do not. We had an agreement, remember? Why don't we all
shut up?
Why don't we all shut up a little bit?
I swear to God, I will crash this fucking car right now.
Jerry, don't do that.
I will. And one more word out of you. Another word, Sam. And one more word. I swear to fucking God.
Naugahyde.
All right.
Oh, my God. Jerry.
Are you fucking through?
Jerry, I want you to know, you're the craziest fuck I ever met.
You know what? Go! Go to Vegas! Pat!
Down in Florida once. In the middle of nowhere. So I go to the trunk. There's no spare. 4 hours in the baking sun, waiting for a truck to come by. Now I always check.
I met Leroy in 1997 in Minnesota, and that's not him.
No, Jerry, yes. Jerry, you made a terrible mistake. He's my friend. You made a terrible mistake.
Baby, Leroy is black. Leroy's black. Okay?
No.
Yes, he's black. No. African-American, a person of color. The guy he killed in Vegas. That's the real Leroy. That's Margalisa's Leroy.
No.
So this guy... Such an ass. Such an ass, of course. Give the gun to Leroy. He'll get it down to Margulies. Ah, fucking ah! You see? Do you see? I'm being set up! Naaman hires this prick to take out Leroy, get the gun, and pin it all on Jackoff Jerry. Isn't that right, Mr. Winston Baldry? Huh? Right! Well, I met Leroy, Winston, and there's no way you could have known that. And that's your mistake. You fucked up. Okay. you believe it? Every fucking time. Every fucking time. Not this time. This time I win. This time I win. I fucking win. Oh my God. I'm lucky I didn't lose you 3 days ago.
I want to go home. If two people love each other, but they just can't seem to get it together, when do you get to that point of enough is enough?
Never.
Call. I've left 60 messages. I said it was an emergency. Why would Naaman ask you if you like sex and travel? What is it even supposed to mean? Like that you fool around or something? Is that?
I tell you this whole long debacle, and this you have a problem with?
Yeah, I do. Because I think that when you ask someone who is involved in a relationship of the heart. Yeah. They like sex and travel. That's mean-spirited. It's stupid. And I'll tell you this, we're not running anymore. No. So done with the running. Just the packing and the running and okay, sooner or later. That phone is going to ring. We are going to get your passport in order, and you are going to put that gun in Margulies' hand where it belongs. I mean, Naaman is fucking Margulies. That has got nothing to do with us. By the grace of God, or I don't know what, honey, you have managed to Forrest Gump your way through this. Just, if we run now, we're going to be running the rest of our lives. We want our life back.
Yes, baby, we do.
Que siempre, siempre tu familia.
No, that can't be right. Could you just check again? Ow, baby, don't. Margulies. M as in Mary. Baby, can you turn that down? You don't even speak Spanish, sweetheart.
Real emotion transcends language, Jerry. You don't have to understand the words to hear their pain.
No, that's impossible. That's... Do you know when?
No. All right. Margulies is out. He got out this morning. He's out.
What the hell is going on? He's not supposed to be out till Thursday.
It is Thursday, huh?
That's him, Moon.
Here, give me it.
You get her a stop, it's for
Hey! Hey, man, get out of there!
It's not your fault you know nothing about this gun. You're American. This gun does not belong to you.
Mr. Margulies. I don't understand.
What's it going to take, Jerry?
What?
For the gun, Jerry. What's it going to take for you to give it to me and not to another?
Man.
What'll it take?
You know, I don't know what it takes. I'm new in the fuck you business. You tell me, Mr. Margulies, what does it take?
I didn't fuck you, Jerry. I had Naaman send you down here, but I didn't know he was looking for a buyer. When I found out he was looking for a buyer, I didn't know who on my team was still on my team or even if there was a goddamn team.
Who the fuck are these guys?
They work for this man, Tropeau.
And who the fuck is Tropeau? You know what? Not even important. You give me one good reason why I shouldn't fight to my death to not give you the gun. Yeah. And believe you me, if it comes to that, someone here's going to leave this room missing an ear or not being able to fuck anymore. I'll tell you that. One reason. Now that you let me know what you think I'm made of.
You a fatalist, Jerry?
Never really thought about it.
No problem.
Gracias.
When you do think about it, about that afternoon that you smashed into my life, into my car, ever think there's anything to that?
honestly never thought about it.
Because of that afternoon, I'm doomed to remember a simple backwards inmate with a paper clipping. When you're in jail, a small box, you learn a lot about the fellow you're in a cage with. I grew to love that boy like he was my own son. But he was his. One day the boy came to me with a paper clipping. This is my destiny. This is my birthright. There's a story about the pistol.
How they found it in the mine stashed away. When I asked why it meant so much to him, the story he told changed my life.
The night before the nobleman's arrival, the assistant could not sleep. His heart in aching pain. The day was upon him when the gunsmith would present his gift to the nobleman and his son. The nobleman's son was a notoriously vicious soldier, worldly and wicked. For him, his father demanded something more beautiful, more perfect than he'd ever laid eyes on before. But nothing. No words or description could have given justice to it, or have prepared them for the gun's flawless grace. When the nobleman's son saw his intended bride-to-be, it was love at first sight. The nobleman's son took the mighty weapon into his hands, a perfect fit. It did not work. The nobleman took it as a bad omen. The curse had rendered it useless in unworthy hands. The gunsmith urged him to try it one last time, and so he did. The nobleman was insulted by the ineptness, angry with the poor gunsmith. They argued. When the nobleman's son realized that her heart belonged to the poor, simple assistant, a man far less than he was furious in anger. He could not have that. The assistant, realizing that even if the gun should work, she would certainly die next, begged his love to withdraw and accept their fate. Actually hear her heartbreak. She fearlessly surrendered her bitter spirit into purgatory. The pistol contains her damned soul.
Day after day, I would listen to that story. And always he would tell me, "When I get out, I will find that pistol and I will return it to my father, whose father's father had crafted the gun." 18 months later, he took it in the belly for me. He died.
I vowed to search, acquire the pistol, and return it to his father.
My grandson, Beck. Headstrong boy.
Sure, he was mixed up. He didn't understand the honor behind what I was doing. That's when it became clear to me I had to send you down here. Because you were the instrument in the situation, Jerry. His son is dead. My grandson is dead. All of it brought together by that afternoon at our intersection.
That's a pretty good fucking reason.
Acérquese, amigo. Usted es un soldado de Dios.
You are a soldier of God.
Ella estará segura ahí. Justo ahí estará segura. Volará con los ángeles.
She will be safe there, right there. And she can fly with the angels.
Ya ningún demonio podrá alcanzarla aquí. Justo aquí. Ahora volará con los ángeles.
No devil can catch her here, right here. And now she will be able to fly with the angels.
We swear.
I'll owe you.
Jerry, honey.
I bet this is the queen of the idiot. Am I right? This must be Sam. This is Bernie Naaman. Where's that stupid fucking Jerry? With Leroy.
Don't you mean Winston? I hope not, because he's dead.
Then you're in a lot of trouble. Especially if Jerry sold that gun.
Jerry hid it.
I step in the right direction. Are you there, Sam?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, me too.
She's in the trunk. Don't you tell
me. I swear to God if you've heard her.
Well, it is hot in there.
Let her out.
You give me the pistol and I'll let her out.
All right. All right, Naaman. Where are the keys?
I might have lost them.
Well, you're shit out of luck. Because she's the only one who knows where the pistol is.
Oh. Put that down. You'll damage it.
You shut the fuck up!
Sam, do not... I repeat, do not pull that trigger, baby. No.
I will pull this fucking trigger.
You toast that gun. He's dead right after.
Sweet. Put the gun down. Okay? Put it down.
He's right, it's not worth it. Don't you know when enough is enough?
Baby.
Do you like sex and travel?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Wrong answer.
sweetheart.
Witnessed a miracle.
The pistol was crafted for a nobleman by a poor Mexican gunsmith.
Nobleman.
What?
It's nobleman, not nobleman. One word, not two.
What did I say? That's what I said. What
no,
difference
no,
does
it make?
It
doesn't make a difference, honey.
Now, why do you do that? Why do you have to correct me? Did you understand?
Who says nobleman?
I mean, really, what
do
you
your mother tongue.
I'm calling a timeout.
Raul!
Sentimientos, oye, lo que te estoy diciendo.
Cuate, cuatito, cuatacho, el amor de esa mujer, vino hilito y lacho. A esta nube.